Lesson 22, David in Exile. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Reading 1 Samuel chapters 21 through 24. Objective: to show how God cared for David all the time that Saul sought his life, because David trusted in him. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Yahweh, has not forsaken them that seek thee. Background: David had been anointed as the king of Israel, and his throne would be established when God was ready. David did not seek to take it for himself, but waited on Yahweh. Saul had become so obsessed with killing David that he gathered his army together against him and chased David throughout the region of Judea. David flees from Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 21 through 22 and verse 5. In fear of his life, David had to keep moving to avoid Saul and his army. David fled to Nob, a city of the priest, where he felt safe. The priest Ahimelech gave him bread and Goliath's sword, but he was seen by Doeg the Edomite, a servant of Saul. David fled to the Philistine camp of Gath, the very hometown of Goliath. David was recognized and immediately realized his mistake. He made himself out to be a madman, so Achish, the king, threw him out. David escaped to the cave of Adullam, where he was joined by 400 men, every one that was in distress and every one that was in debt and every one that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. David became their captain, but they were without David's godly character. On the advice of the prophet Gad, David moved from the cave and hid in the forest of Hereth. Saul destroys Nob. 1 Samuel 22, verses 6 to 23. Saul was consumed with self-pity and accused his servants of conspiring against him. "There is none of you that is sorry for me." Doeg the Edomite stepped forward with an accusation that Ahimelech had helped David. He falsely accused Ahimelech of inquiring of God for him. In Nob, Ahimelech assured David that he had no part in a conspiracy with David, but Saul was beyond listening to reason. In a rage, he ordered all the priests killed. His servants refused to carry out this command, except Doeg. He arose and slew 85 priests, and smote every man, woman, child, and animal of the city. Only Abiathar the priest escaped and fled to David. The ungrateful men of Keilah. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. News came to David that the Philistines were robbing the people of Keilah in Judah of their newly gathered harvest. He did not act in haste, but inquired of Yahweh, "Shall I go and smite these Philistines?" When David told his men what he intended, they were afraid of adding to their present trouble by taking on the Philistines. So David again prayed for direction, and God reassured him, "Go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand." David went with confidence and smote them with a great slaughter, and took their cattle as spoil. Saul heard that David was now at Keilah. To him, it was foolish of David to allow himself to be trapped inside a town, for towns have gates and bars where they could easily be captured. Saul even convinced himself that God was helping him to corner David and to kill him. Again, David inquired of Yahweh. He was told that Saul would come to Keilah and that the men of Keilah would betray him into the hands of Saul. With the dreadful slaughter of the whole population of Nob, Saul was plainly stating his intolerance of anyone who supported David. This made the men of Keilah nervous about Saul's approach. So David and his men departed from Keilah. Perhaps David would have been justified in feeling angry towards the men of Keilah for their ingratitude, but walking in faith means that we must accept the problems of life. What glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. In the wilderness of Ziph, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 to 18. Although Saul did not go to Keilah, he continued his daily hunt for David, who had fled to the wilderness of Ziph. All Saul's attempts came to nothing because God was protecting his chosen king. It would not have been easy for David. By now he had more than 600 men to care for. One brief encounter gave David great encouragement. While he was hiding in a forest, Jonathan came to see him. How remarkable it was that Saul was searching everywhere for David and never found him, but his trusted friend could. Jonathan's sole purpose was to strengthen his hand in God. They looked to the future, for they both believed the promises of God. Fear not, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I will be next unto thee, and that also Saul, my father, knoweth. So the two friends parted, never to see each other again until the resurrection. David wrote Psalm 54 in memory of this incident. Of Jonathan he wrote, Yahweh is with him that uphold my soul. The treacherous men of Ziph, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 to 28. The men of Ziph were eager to please Saul. They came up to Gibeah, especially to tell the king that they knew where David was, and offered to deliver him into the king's hand. Saul was grateful. Blessed be he of Yahweh, he said to them. But God was not in Saul's thoughts at all. Again, in Psalm 54, David's thoughts are recorded. Oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. He asked them to monitor David's movements and report back when they knew his exact position. By this time, David had moved again to the wilderness of Maon. On one occasion, David found himself on the opposite side of the same mountain as Saul. Just as Saul's men surrounded David, a messenger appeared with an urgent message for the king. Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. So Saul had to hastily return. Here was the providential hand of God at work. Little did the Philistines know that their invasion at this critical time saved the future king of Israel. God intervened to bring about his promise. David saw that God's hand had saved him and wrote of his gratitude and praise. God is my helper. I will praise thy name, O Yahweh, for it is good, for he hath delivered me out of all my trouble. David spares Saul's life, 1 Samuel chapter 24. When he had dealt with the Philistines, Saul continued hunting for David, with the help of 3,000 chosen men out of all of Israel. Saul found out where David was and set out after him with his troops. David kept on the move, traveling east from Ziph across to the edge of the Dead Sea to En-Gedi. Here among the rugged rocks, where the wild goats lived, were many large caves. As Saul and his army approached, David and his band of men hid in one of these huge caves. While they waited anxiously, Saul stepped into the very cave where they were hiding. What a moment! In the eyes of David's men, here was a God-given opportunity to seize his enemy. Saul did not see the men silently watching him from the dark depths of the cave. David crept forward and cut a piece off the robe of the unsuspecting king. Immediately, David regretted what he had done. Returning to his men, he said, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, Yahweh's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of Yahweh. With these words, David put an end to any suggestion of harming Saul, and they all waited till he left. After Saul had walked away a short distance, David went out and called to him, My lord, the king! Amazed, Saul turned around and found David, his enemy, bowing before him. Why, David asked, did the king take notice of men who said, David seeketh thy hurt? David's defense, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 10 through 15. David wanted to prove this was false and show the king that he had nothing to fear from him. So he spoke to the king in words of appeal. Yahweh delivered you into my hands in the cave, and you were at my mercy. My men told me to kill you, but I would not, because you are Yahweh's anointed. I have evidence to show I could have killed you. See, here is part of your robe. This shows I have no evil intentions toward you, even though you want to kill me. I am as harmless to you as a dead dog or a flea. Let Yahweh judge what is happening between us and do what he thinks is right. Note the warm and beseeching tone of David's words as he addresses Saul. My Lord, my Father. David's words moved Saul deeply, and he responded, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul wept. Saul's reply to David, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 16 through 21. David, you are more righteous than I. You showed me good when I showed you evil. Yahweh delivered me into your hands, and you did not kill me. If a man finds his enemy, will he let him go well away? I know that you will certainly be king, and the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. Promise me you will not cut off my descendants or destroy my name from my father's house. David promised all that Saul wanted, and they parted. Saul to his home, but David and his men went up to the hold. Why did David go back into hiding immediately and not return home with Saul? David knew what man was like, and he did not trust that Saul had really had a change of heart. The rest of Saul's life shows us that he returned to his old feelings of hatred towards David. He had cut himself off from God and allowed pride and jealousy to eat away at his heart. His evil thoughts consumed him. Principle for living: patience and self-control. David's action in the cave of En-Gedi is a wonderful example of patience and self-control. What made David able to resist the temptation to kill Saul? He had the choice to end his life as a fugitive and seize the kingship God had promised him, but his faith prevented him from killing Saul. In the midst of a strong temptation and the urging of his company, he had to remind himself that God was in control. Faith made him see things from God's point of view. David's character was upright. He could not further his own end by foul means. If God promises us something, then we must wait and be patient till he is ready to give it. It is not necessarily a matter of sitting idle, but any action we take must be upright and not break any of God's commands. David had some good advice for us. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Paul tells us to be patient in tribulation. It is very hard to control ourselves when dealing with mean and spiteful people. We must resolve to honor God, for only then will we be able to control our actions and not do anything rash. It takes years of patience, continuance in well-doing to develop a character pleasing to God. It takes seconds to destroy the work of a lifetime. Self-control is part of the fruits of the Spirit. That is, it is a characteristic of one who has a spiritual mind. It is a quality of Jesus Christ. Summary: David inquired of Yahweh and was told to go up and help the men of Keilah from the Philistines. God revealed to him that the men of Keilah would prove treacherous if given the opportunity. Saul sought David every day, but only his friend Jonathan found him. When the men of Ziph helped Saul find David, God delivered him from the hand of Saul by sending the Philistines just at that moment. When David could have killed Saul at En-Gedi, he did not, trusting that God would give him the kingdom in his due time.